And because God gave it to him to be like that. But still. Yeah, I don't want to say that to offend, but I also don't want to say it to, you know, to handle the word of God deceitfully. To speak things to just please people so that they'll accept the Lord. And then I can maybe try to get it to them a little bit at a time. I'm not here to seduce people into believing in Jesus. I really think that's low. I want to speak the truth plainly, with plain speech. I want to speak the truth in love, not intending to offend. But if it offend, it offend. Right? And Paul means in the sense of don't give people offense in anything as pertains to evil, that the ministry be not blamed. I mean, that the ministry, what would the ministry be blamed for? Let the doctrine be blamed. Let the word of God be blamed, but let not the minute, oh, those guys. You know, where all of a sudden the ministry is being blamed for things. You know, they give people an occasion to accuse. That's by something that is not necessary. You know, where you do things that are maybe you have liberty to do it. You know, but that gives others cause to blame the ministry and to reject the word of God. You do not want to be responsible for that. Woe to them by whom offense has come. Now, Jesus brought offense. But they were not offended at him because, you know, of his hair. It was because of his doctrine. Because of what he said. Because of the truth. The truth will offend people. So Paul does not mean that we should hide the truth. As deceivers, yet true. Verse 4. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. Again, that's the word commending from before. Same word in Greek. Commending, approving, you know, to show yourself to be something. Showing ourselves to be the ministers of God. You know, we don't want to give offense. We don't want to, this is what Paul is saying, this is what they did. You know, they beseech them not to receive the grace of God in vain. They try to give no offense in anything so that their ministry wouldn't be blamed. Remember, Paul is specifically speaking to people. Paul went out, and I'm certain he went out of his way not to offend. But he's going to make offensive remarks as we go through here. When you say to people that some people are, you know, the ministers of Satan, obviously the people at whom that's directed are going to be offended. You know, they commend themselves as the servants of God, as the ministers of God. But how do they do it? Do they go by going, listen, I tell you, we are the servants of God. We have letters of recommendation from this church, from that church. We have degrees from this school, from that school. Why, look here. This is our certificate of ordination. We are definitely ministers. No. They approved ourselves, made themselves, you know, known. They were commended themselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fast. And they went through all these things. And that's how they showed their ministry. In stripes. I always wonder, you know, I never understood what that was as a kid. I'm like, what's stripes? Stripes? You know, it means the stripes you get from a whip, from being punished. And Paul did have the stripes to his back. And he was in prison. He wasn't, you know, tumults is instability, disorder. Paul went to Ephesus and he so offended the people there by the preaching of Jesus and the one God. You know, great is Diana of Ephesus. They wanted to kill him. You know, they were very upset with him for preaching one God. That was offense to people who believed in many gods. But it was the truth. In watchings and fastings. You know, watchings means literally sleeplessness. you know, staying up all night and fastings, you know, not eating, abstaining from things, you know, from drink, from food, whatever it takes. In fact, that's why I don't drink. It's not because I feel that I can't handle it. It's just I don't want to give anyone offense. I don't want anyone to think that I drink because I testify to people that God gave it to me. He freed me from alcohol. And when people, if people would see me drink even one drink, they might think, ah, you know, he is still a drinker. I guess God didn't make him free after all, right? And their cynicism would have fertile ground. And that's an occasion for stumbling for them. Right there, they've stumbled. But it's not on them to make room for me and to be bigger than me and to see the truth that I have liberty. It's me as the one who thinks he has liberty and thinks he knows the truth. It's my burden to carry them in their infirmity and in their weakness of mind and their lack of faith. It's my burden. The strong must bear the weak. If you think you're strong, if you think you have liberty, then you are responsible. The one who knows better is responsible. By pureness. Verse 6. Ah, pureness. To be pure. Stay away from the filthiness of the flesh. You know? They kept themselves pure. And marinated themselves in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. By long suffering. You know, by really going under things and putting up with things. Kindness. In a world that is so cold and so full of cruelty, kindness commends a servant of God. By the Holy Ghost, by love, unfeigned. Unfaked. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of fake love that goes around there. Jesus loves you, pass the plate. I'm sorry to all the Southerners for resorting twice in one study to a Southern accent to mimic a huckster preacher. But, you know, there's a few of them on the tube. You know, down south they call it the Bible Belt, and there's so much faith down there that you get a lot of more of the hucksters down there, you know? And so they kind of make themselves known up here as well.